mastermind of your business. It's the best thing you could do. Trust me. Money on my mind with a gun on my waistline. Yeah. Think about death if you planning to take mine.
Think about it.
Shout out to the homies that's doing the state time. Wasn't race related, but know it's a hate crime.
I know.
Niggas hate being broke, hate being laid on the rent.
Hate.
Hustle graveyard, a nigga laid on the bench.
Woo.
Came from the trenches, it's a pump and the trench
pump.
I love drug money, the plug send
dope. Love it.
But then I had to think about the game.
Think
it's death or a cell or a life full of pain. Once you get the picture, you can get about the frame.
Yeah.
Cause a fair shot or headshots, all the same.
The same.
I'm just getting money while doing this G-shit.
Being
old, blowing the old, leaving the recent. Probably on the plane, I don't fuck with the precinct.
Nah.
Cause the Jake's all in it, rats and snakes all
Speed
in it. Go.
Happy Taco Tuesday, y'all. It's May 14th, 24. Yep. Yeah, so we got our new puppy pug. Yep, yesterday. That was crazy. We literally just did that on the fly. You know what I mean? Because we had been talking about getting another dog and stuff like that. And then she just, like, Michelle had found some pugs, you know what I'm saying? So we just did, you know, our due diligence, making sure, you know, it was all, like, legit. You know, like, that the pets were healthy and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? When you're dealing with complete strangers, you got to make sure all that stuff is straight. Oh, I'm just letting Charlie out, too, by the way. Birds are loud this morning. So, yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And pugs are pretty expensive, so. Sorry if there's a lot of wind. But yeah, we got our new pug. He's 3 months old, and we named him Chewie, short for Chewbacca from Star Wars. Yep, so now there's Marley, Charlie, and Chewie. Yep, his middle name is Bubs. Yep, like short for Bubbler. Yeah, so we're just out here with Charlie, excuse me, just out here with Charlie, letting him pee and poop or whatever, you know, the usual. Yeah, it's a little chilly out here today. It's only supposed to be, like, I think in the low 50s today in Milwaukee. Yeah, we done hit the over 1,300 downloads, which is awesome, you know what I'm saying? And feeling good about that. Here, I'm gonna take him over here, see if he has to poop. Yeah, thanks. I mean, like we were saying, we got people listening from all over the places. Pretty interesting, like, just as far as the United States. Hold up, I'm gonna pull up our little stats. And just see. Hold on. Podcast stats. Let's see. Let's check in. I gotta turn my mobile data on. Turn my mobile data on so we can do this because I'm outside. The Wi-Fi went off. So let's see. We got. Just seeing. So. In the country, I hope it ain't too windy. I hope everyone can still hear me. So, just in the country, you gotta pee again? So, just in the US, just for this month, this is just for May. This is just for May, because y'all know on Podbean, you know how they have it like by the months and stuff. So, just for May, we got over 200 downloads from people in Wisconsin. We got over 20 people downloads from Nebraska. We have 13 from Illinois. I won't read all the numbers. Wow, we got 5 from Virginia, Iowa, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, California, Georgia, Indiana, Ohio. Yep, that's just for May. And in the world, for May, we've got downloads. For in the world total, they got 246 for the United States. And then we got 5 from Canada and 2 from India. That's just through the world. Through the world. That's just for, that's for May. Let's go check April real quick. Let myself back in. So that was for May. So this is April right here. Come on, Charlie. This is April. So for April, in the world, we had obviously the United States, Australia, Austria, and Sweden. And then we had, let's see, look in US. So for April in the US, we had obviously Wisconsin, Florida, Nebraska, Illinois, Virginia, California, Michigan, Minnesota, Texas, New York, Maryland, Georgia, Arizona, Connecticut, Delaware, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, Pennsylvania, and South Carolina. That was for April. And in the world for April, yeah, like I said, we had United States, Canada, Australia, Austria, and Sweden. You know what I'm saying? So, and we're over 1,300 downloads. You know what I'm saying? But as people can see, no sponsorship. And we are working on that. We're, you know, like I said, if anyone has anything legit they want to sponsor, you know what I'm saying? And as long as it's not nothing Republican, hit us up. Good morning, everybody. It's DBJ. Just chilling in the lab. Michelle asleep. She was up late with Chewy. Yeah, we got our new pug, as we were talking about earlier. We recorded a little bit of it, you know, when we went in and stuff. They had like, it had to have been at least 10 pugs, little puppy pugs. Man, they were all cute as hell. It was hard to choose. But I had saw, well, his name was Taquito. Because it was a Latin family. And like I was saying, there's Afro-Latinos and Afro-Latinas around. Because they were Afro-Latina and Afro-Latino. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, they had a... They had at least 10 pugs, but I had seen the one that they were calling Taquito. We changed his name right away. I feel when you get a new puppy or kitten, you know, or a pet or whatever, I mean, he's 3 months old. He was born in February, so he's only 3 months old, so, you know. But yeah, I like to, you know, give it our own name. It's our pet, you know what I mean? And it's super young, so... He'll get familiar with his new name. Yep, so Chewie is his name. It's short for Chewbacca from the Star Wars movies. Yep, so I'm just in the lab. Yeah, he's sitting here with me, just taking a little nap. And so far, like Charlie's real good with him. You know, our older pug. Yeah, Charlie's good with other animals, other pets in general. He's just chilling. Charlie's total just chilling. Marley, our cat, she hissed at her a couple times, but Marley's not like an aggressive cat. Like, she's not gonna be seeking Chewy out to like attack her or hurt her, nothing like that. Marley's not like that, you know. She's more like, just keep away from it, you know what I mean? Because it's new,
We did this on the fly, so it's new for all of us. But Marley's great at adjusting. Cause like when we moved in with Michelle and all that, cause like Marley, it was just me and her. You know, cause I didn't start seeing Michelle for almost 3 years after I came home from prison. So like, for people that are wondering, it's not like I got out the joint, met Michelle a few months later, moved in with her, she started taking care of me or all that kind of shit. In case people are wondering, like, no, I ain't nothing like that. I help pay bills, you know what I'm saying? Mortgage, rent, all that shit. Yeah, all that stuff we share. I mean, obviously, you know, she makes more money than I do. That's no secret. She has a good ass job. You know, I have a decent job. You know, I make decent money. But yeah, she clearly makes, you know, a lot more than me. But I definitely pay bills. I'm saying mortgage, fucking, we don't have cable anymore, but you know, Wi-Fi, We Energies, all that stuff. I keep the car gassed up, you know what I'm saying? I usually buy most of the stuff from the grocery store because I end up, you know, hitting the store up more, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I normally pay for all that stuff. You know, the We Energies bill, you know what I'm saying? We split the car insurance. So, you know, I'm gonna say it's about 60-40. You know what I mean? Just based off the fact that she makes a lot more money than I do. But, yeah, but I definitely pay. You know what I mean? This ain't no, because we're not married or nothing like that. We've been together for 9+ years. But, yep. And then like with all like the house chores and stuff like that, I don't even think Michelle's used a dishwasher. I think maybe a couple times when we first got here, but like I wash all the dishes, I hand wash dishes. I think I probably end up washing dishes 3 or 4 times a day. I wash most of the clothes, you know. Usually deal with the pets, you know, the majority of the time, feeding them, taking them out, giving them baths. So yeah, I do my fair share. But I was just saying, like it was about a good 3 years before me and Michelle even started dating and stuff like that. So yeah, it was just me and Marley, you know, living on the east side. I had my own place and stuff like that. And then it wasn't until almost about 4 years in that I moved in with Michelle. You know what I mean? So we've been living together for probably a little over 5 years now. Yeah. So, yeah. But, yeah, so the pets, they're, you know, Marley's more just kind of trying to stay out the way, but Marley's great with adjusting, because, like, when I moved in with Michelle, she had a cat already. His name is Pan. So my concern would have been more with bringing another cat home. Cause then like Marley wouldn't have been cool with that. But a dog is just like, whatever. You know what I mean? And Marley's not aggressive. So I see that working out just fine. And the little PP training is going good so far. Like we set up some pee pads and like our big, cause we got 2 bathrooms. So like our main bathroom is pretty big, and then we have a bathroom in our bedroom too and stuff. It's smaller, but so we just set up a couple pee pads in there, and you know, he peed a couple times, slept him some water, but we didn't, we took the water bowl probably like around about 11 o'clock last night, you know what I mean? Because we didn't want him to keep drinking water and water and water and then having to pee. Because at some point we had to go to sleep, so, you know what I mean? You don't know what they're doing, and if they're peeing all over the place, you're not going to be able to see it, because it'll be dry by the morning. Their bladders are tiny as hell, so they're only squirting out a little bit. So, and he pooped a couple times, and he did it almost right on the pad. You could see he attempted to do it on the pad, but he missed it by a few inches, so that is what it is, you know? That stuff's gonna happen. But yeah, so far his temperament is really good. He's only barked like a couple of times, just like for a couple seconds, and that was it. But he loves Charlie, he follows Charlie around, and he loves Marley. He like chases Marley around, not chases her, but like he wants to play, you know? So that's working out. And in the play, our place is big, you know? So like there's room for everyone to like roam around anyways. So yeah, so that's going good. So welcome to the family, Chewy. So I was just in the lab, right? And I wanted to do some stuff. I was just going through through the internet and stuff, just seeing what's going on out here. And came across some stuff. I got some video and stuff here I'm gonna play, and then it's like, yeah, I'll just get right to this one. So I'm gonna get music going, you know what I mean? And then I'm gonna start reading some of this stuff. Cause some of these white people are out here, they're fucking tripping. They are tripping. So they're gonna be in the hot seat this morning. So I'll be right back. Okay, so we're gonna kick off this Taco Tuesday with this one. So this is a white fella. His name is Nicholas Clark. And he raped two boys, a 7 and a 9-year-old. Y'all hear me? This is Nicholas Clark. He raped two boys, a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old. Nicholas Clark is charged with 7 counts of rape. That's just crazy, man. Like, when's this stuff gonna ever stop? We don't deserve this, y'all. So I have the video, I'm gonna play some video. So yeah, this white dude, you know what I'm saying? He raped two kids, man. Two little boys, two little white boys. Here we go.
Gerard man has been convicted of raping two boys. Nicholas Clark was found guilty of 7 counts of rape and 1 count of gross sexual imposition. He was accused of raping the children over a period of 6 years, beginning when the victims were both under the age of 10. Clark's bond was revoked after the verdict. He was taken to jail, and his sentence is still to come.
We are extremely pleased with this verdict. This case was hard on both of the victims, and we are very satisfied that the jury took the time that they needed to, paid close attention to the evidence in the case, and rendered their verdict.
Clark faces life in prison without the possibility of parole at sentencing, which will again be set at a later date.
Good.
Hi, everyone.
Shit, that's good. See, that's what I was saying about, well, just for here in Wisconsin, and I know it probably happens in other states as well, but like, back when it was during election time, when I forgot who exactly was that was running, but it was for the governor's race. And this one white dude, was it Tim Michaels or something like that? I forgot, but he was running ads. It was this Republican dude. He was running ads, right? And they were having these families of people that were murdered, you know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. And they were upset because these individuals were getting released, right? And then they were harming people again or whatever. Like, there was one case where someone was mad. It was this father of a woman that had got beheaded, I believe it was. And the individual ended up getting out and stuff like that. And they were upset about that. And they were trying to blame Tony Evers. They were saying Tony Evers was releasing people and shit like that, right? First of all, that ain't true. The governors don't release people. The governor isn't part of the parole board. You know what I'm saying? There's literally, I know what I'm talking about. I've been in front of the parole board. Shit, just when I was at Fox Lake Correctional, I went, it took me my third time going before they gave me a grant. That means, you know, you get released a little early, but that was back then, you know, before truth and sentencing started. So, and there are still people in prison seeing the parole board. If you caught a case before 1999, like early 2000, you're still seeing the parole board. like a lot of people that are up in max, you know, they got 50, 60, 70 years, life, all that kind of shit. They're seeing the parole board. But my point is, like, it's up to these judges and these district attorneys to be asking for, like, when the district attorney is recommending for a sentence, you know what I'm saying? They're supposed to be recommending life without the possibility of parole. So then the criminal or whatever you want to call it, the killer or whatever, doesn't have a chance to get out. You know what I'm saying? To do anything to anyone else, or, you know, or just to be out. You know what I mean? And then the judge, it's up to the judge when they sentence them to give them life without the possibility of parole for certain type of crimes. You know what I mean? You can't be mad at the person's defense attorney because they're going to fight for their client, whether they're wrong or right. So they're not going to be asking for life without the possibility of parole. So it's up to the DA and the judge to do that. So you know what I'm saying? Like, if people are upset about that kind of stuff, you need to really just stop bullshitting and understand who's the one deciding on that and give the negative, mad energy to them people. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, it's the judges and the DAs. You know, so if the judge gives someone that beheaded somebody life in prison, you know what I'm saying, then they end up seeing the parole board, you know, and after their fifth time going to see them, they get released, you know, then everyone's all upset. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's how that goes. Because I know, you know what I'm saying? I went to the parole board. It took me my third time. The first time, because when I got to Fox Lake, I had 5 years left on my sentence. And I went to parole board the first time. They gave me an 18-month defer. That means come back and see us again in 18 months and we'll decide if we're going to let you out. So I went back in 18 months. And then they gave me a 12-month defer then. So I was, that's 30 months. So I was 2.5 years already into my sentence. So then when I went back, the third, you know, which would have been the third time, that's when they gave me a parole grant. And I got released early. I got out and fucked up again, you know what I mean? And that's part of the reason my sentence is so long, my parole is so long. You know what I mean? Because like I was saying, I haven't committed a felony or a crime or done anything wrong. I'm talking about anything since 2006, January. And I've been out here over 11 years now. I haven't been back to jail at all, not for a second. At all. You know what I'm saying?
Hi, Chewy.
Chewy's up.
Hey, Bubba.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chewy's over here sitting under the chair.
Good morning.
Yeah. So I got another story here I'm going to play. I got a clip. This says, white cop wants black man to apologize for cursing at him and hurting his feelings. Reginald Burks, a black Alabama driver who told a racist white cop, get your ass out the way. He told him, get your ass out the way. Freedom of speech. That's my freedom of speech. Has been ordered to apologize. They may do order. They're ordering him to apologize or go to jail for up to 30 days. We're telling him to get his butt out the way. That's crazy. Hold on. There's a little more here. Let me see what they're saying. So yeah, they told him that he needs to apologize to the cop or go to jail for up to 30 days for telling him to get out the way. So it says, racist judge Nicholas Bull ordered Burks to apologize in writing to the racist white officer. The trouble started with a traffic stop on December 13, 2023. Burks, who lives in nearby Skipperville, was taking his kids to school when police pulled him over for speeding. The officer said his radar gun was broken, so he used cruise control to estimate the speed. This is what racists that are in power do to black Americans. They abuse their power to wrongfully convict, imprison, or humiliate. That is true, though, sometimes. I ain't saying all the times, but sometimes, like, them cops, when they, you know, pull you over or whatever, they do come to you with, like, that negative, like, that, it's almost like that aggressive. Because, like, just face it, like, even in, like, prison, like, correction guards and all that stuff, like, when they get trained to be COs, they literally, they get trained to, like, I ain't gonna say be mean to us, to people that are locked up, but they definitely let you know, don't be cool with them, you know what I'm saying, assert your control, you know what I'm saying, because they don't want you to, they don't want, you know, people that are locked up to sense weakness or feel like they can get something out you or whatever, or manipulate you and type shit like that. So they get trained to be like that, you know, to just pretty much be almost standoffish, don't fuck, you know, like just keep the lines clear, like don't even be friendly. So, you know, and cops get taught that way to, you know, dominate, control, make sure you're in control of the situation, all that kind of stuff. So they come at you like that. Some of them just aren't like that, but, you know. So let's see. I'm going to play this clip, because there is a clip, I think. Hold on.
Violated the constitutional rights of a man that he ordered to apologize to a police officer. It's an intriguing case that could lead to a lawsuit, a courtroom showdown. News4's Jacqueline Lambert joins us, and Jacqueline, this story keeps us standing.
Baylor, yes it does. Now, one of Ozark's best known and sometimes controversial attorneys is in the mix. David Harrison believes Ozark Municipal Judge Nicholas Bull violated the Constitution. He's talking about Bull's demand that Reginald Burks must apologize to the officer who issued him a speeding ticket.
I think that there's a lot of confusion about it.
Attorney David Harrison believes that the situation Reginald Burks has found himself in has nothing to do with the speeding ticket that started this ordeal.
That's some racist bullshit.
He says it's about freedom of speech.
That there is protected speech. And protected speech, it is protected by the Constitution. It's protected by the First Amendment.
Chewy.
That is, you can say things. And that is protected.
Judge Nicholas Bull ordered Burks to apologize to the officer who gave him a speeding ticket last December. That's in addition to the $200 fine Burks shelled out this week. There's a problem, or at least Harrison thinks so. He believes that making Burks say I'm sorry to the officer, and Burks admits he used one bad word, violates his right to free speech.
What's protected? And according to the federal cases, what has to happen is those words that he uses or someone uses has to incite violence. That means that it has to be a serious threat. That's not the case in this situation.
Harrison adds that Supreme Court cases support his interpretation of the law. Profanity-laced language does not violate the law. As for Burks, he stands firm in the belief that he was not wrong for what he said, and he's ready to be locked up if that's what it takes to stand up for his rights.
But I told my mom I'm probably just gonna go up there and see if they're gonna actually give me some time from not 10 days or 30 days, whatever they wanna give me, for not writing an apology letter, because I'm not writing an apology letter. I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, they need to, this is for whoever's listening or whatever, that, you know, can do anything or wants to do anything about it. You know, there's a lot of conversation, and I've talked about this a handful of times already, so I'm gonna just spend a couple minutes on it. But I saw something on the news yesterday on WISN 12 here in Milwaukee. They were talking about, like, ballot boxes. You know, they want more ballot boxes and stuff for people to be able to, you know, make it, you know, easier for people to just drop their, you know, ballot in the box. And that's great. I'm for that. Let's get some in the jails too, y'all. Can someone, like, because like I said, the ACLU is doing their part. They definitely are. I talked to a gentleman from there. He didn't want to be recorded though, because like I was saying, he's a lawyer. So he fights against all the BS, but he told me what was going on and stuff like that. He said he just wanted to give me the information so I could provide, you know, to people that are listening to the podcast and stuff like that. But they have a tough time having, you know, the jail officials and stuff like that, like the sheriff's departments and stuff in these county jails to, you know, I'm not saying that they're all like that, but he said it's tough sometimes having them, like, put the information inside of the jails, you know, let the people that are in there aware, let them know their rights, let them know that they can vote if they haven't been convicted of a crime yet and all that kind of stuff. They're supposed to let them know that. And a lot of times they don't. You know what I mean? But, like, let's get some ballot boxes in there. That would be pretty simple. And if it's an address situation, it may be, because that will be the only thing where I could see people would say, oh, well, it'd be tough to do that because, like their address and all that. But you know their last known address. When they come in there, when you get booked, they give you a wristband. Like, they have all your information, your last known address, your social security number. They have everything on you. Everything, all of it. Your aliases, if you have any crime, they know all your government shit. So that can't be the issue. You know what I'm saying? Because it would be by county. If you're in Milwaukee County, you know, like, that stuff could be figured out, man. But I a part of it is just people don't want to do the work. They don't want to do that extra kind of work. But my point, that's a huge chunk of voters, Democratic voters. How many counties do we have in the state in Wisconsin? Like 72, I believe it is. There's a county jail. There's at least one damn county jail in every county in this state. Because, like I was saying, you know, because the point is, like, the commercial and the piece they were talking about is, like, they want to make sure that the black vote is higher and that there's a strong black voter turnout for the election. But what I'm saying is, you have a big chunk of that voter base that's locked up, that are in county jails. And I'm not talking about the people that go to jail, you know, for violation of probation, parole, or whatever. Because obviously, if you go to get locked up, you know, you're in the county jail or MSDF, obviously, you know, you can't vote because you're on parole already. You've been convicted of a crime, you know what I mean? So you're already ineligible. I'm talking about for county people that, like, let's say you get an OWI or something, they take you to jail, you're in the county jail and shit. Voting time comes around and, you know, you can vote. If you haven't, you know, went and got sentenced for your stuff yet, and the judge hasn't, like, given you time or whatever, even probation, even if you were to get probation because you're a convicted felon, you still wouldn't be able to vote. But, like, if you're just sitting in county jail and you're still fighting your charge or whatever, and voting time comes around, you can register yourself and you can vote, and your vote counts. And they don't take it away. If you get convicted and get sent to prison, they don't, like, erase your vote. Your vote stands. I don't know why people... Yeah, so, you know, I'm trying to do what I can. You know what I mean? Because, like, just someone for me, like, I'm just itching to vote, and I can't. I gotta wait, what, another almost 2 years or whatever until I get off paper. You know what I'm saying? It would be nice if, like, when you got done, like, when you finish your sentence, like, let's say the judge gave you 6 years. It would be nice if you, like, did your 6 years and you got released, and then you could just vote when you get out. Because in reality, if you think about it, you get punished about 3 different times when you do something wrong. Because not only do you get sent to prison, you do whatever prison time it is. Then when you get out, you got extended supervision to do. That's a prison bit in itself. Because more times than not, you're going to go back for something. You know, and then they start, you know. So you end up doing a lot of that time in, you know, back and forth, back. Because I went back and forth to prison like 3 different times. Till I finally figured it out. You know what I'm saying? But, so to end up getting some of that time out you anyways, 30 days here, 90 days there, a year here, you know, and all that type of stuff. And then, like, you have to pay to be on supervision. You know what I'm saying? So, that's crazy. But yeah, and then how you can't vote, can't have a, you know, a gun or nothing, can't protect yourself. That's crazy. Because that's just that narrative. You know, if you've been convicted of a crime, because it don't even matter what kind of charge you have. You can't own a weapon. So it's basically that stereotype or that narrative that, like, if you've done something wrong, if you got in trouble with the law, like, you're just kind of, like, deemed violent. You know, and, like, how you're just dangerous and, like, you just should not have a gun or whatever. That's bullshit to me. I mean, depending on the charge, you know what I'm saying, obviously, but, like, someone with a forgery or someone with a OWI or someone with, you know, a property offense, something like that, like, why shouldn't someone like that be able to own a gun? Especially in today's world. Yeah, that's crazy. So let's see what's going on. Let's see what else is going on out here. I got a couple more stories for y'all. Yeah, that's just a little Miles Davis and John Coltrane in the background. Yep. That's the final tour. That's off the bootleg series. Yeah, I love this album because they play it, you know, together and stuff like that. I wish I could find some Bob Marley and Burning Spear. I'm sure they've done something together at some point. But yeah, I want to look around for some more of that. Man, this one's crazy, man. These whites are out here touching people's kids and stuff. 79-year-old pastor charged with raping a child. Moreno Valley Sheriff Station investigators said that the investigation is ongoing and believe there may be more victims. Man, kids shouldn't have to live like that, y'all. That's fucked up. So let's see. Yeah, they got some audio. So yeah, this is a Moreno Valley pastor accused of sexual assault. Yeah, raping kids. Where is Moreno Valley? Not stereotyping, but that sounds like that might be on Cali. Yeah, I see palm trees and stuff. Man, speaking of California, it just seems like California, just when I'm even looking, cause like we'll be going on YouTube, cause you know, they have those like, those YouTube series where like people travel and they'll just like drive around and they put their little dash cam up and just like show you the sights and stuff of the city or whatever. So we'll be watching some of those ones from out in California. They'll be driving down the coast or through the valley or through like the Hollywood Hills and all that stuff, or through like downtown LA or Beverly Hills and all that kind of shit. Yeah, we watch those. But just the scenery, just the sun looks different. It just looks different. And them palm trees and stuff like that. Yeah, I can't wait till we go. I cannot wait to go. All right, so I'm gonna play this audio real quick.
Valley pastor is under arrest, accused of sexually assaulting a child, and investigators believe there may be more victims out there.
David Helman, going
to get me some more coffee, y'all.
Blessing Center First Assembly.
Thanks for listening.
NBC4's
appreciate it. I hope everything's doing. Hope everything's going good with y'all.
And the community there.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. I would never imagine that we would be living so close to a predator like that. You know what I mean? So that. Give me the chills.
Reaction from neighbors and members of this church congregation after learning about the arrest of one of their religious leaders.
A bunch of cop cars in there lighting up, but I didn't know what happened.
Riverside County Sheriff says they received a report last month of a sex assault involving a child and a Moreno Valley pastor. According to investigators, it happened at a property on Hemlock Avenue and Graham Street. Also along that block, the First Assembly of God Church.
Oh, that's the old man. I've seen him before. A couple times in there.
After searching a property on Hemlock Avenue, deputies arrested 79-year-old David Helbling. Investigators say they discovered evidence related to the assault.
Yeah, I've seen him a couple of times running around in the parking lot, going back and forth. I've seen him when they're giving food away to
people?
We spoke with a member of the congregation off camera who told us the church would not be issuing a statement. And while the sheriff's department is not releasing the victim's age or gender, they do want the public to take a good look at this photo because they believe there may be more victims out there.
People like that, they have no remorse. And honestly, I believe that, you know, whatever he has it coming, he deserves it because, a child is an innocent person.
In Moreno Valley, Annette Arriola, NBC 4 News.
Okay, I got one more for y'all before I get me some coffee and some breakfast. This is crazy right here. Hold up. Cue it up.
Images of animals.
Oh, you can already hear it. Hold on. There we go.
This Springfield man is facing over 100 charges for possessing child porn and filming sexual abuse of animals.
White fella.
Was originally arrested February 2023 on multiple charges. After further investigation into Sharp's electronic device, he is now facing 22 counts of child porn and victim with a victim under 13 years old and 100 counts of filming and having images of animal sexual abuse. Ahead at 5, we'll tell you how the Biden administration is working to cut down on online child sex abuse.
See, y'all worried about little Ray Ray. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and then as far as like the NBA Survivor thing, I am in second now. I am a half a point off of first place. Yeah. I was in first place. I played Jason Tatum last night. Dude went off. Because I just felt like, I was like, he's due for a good game. You know what I mean? I mean, he had a good game the game before that, but like, he hasn't really played super great yet this playoff. So I was just, I kind of went off feel. I was, you know what I mean? Like, I had picked Garland in one of my lineups on like a DraftKings. I was like, I'm going to go on field. Like, I feel like he's going to have a good game. That was even before I knew Donovan Mitchell wasn't playing. So, yep, they both ended up doing good. But I woke as I fell asleep last night before the second game ended. I woke up this morning and, yep, I'm only a half a point off of first place. So I'm in second right now, yep. And Michelle moved up too. Her team, she's got so many good players left still because she's been slow rolling it. And I'm trying to just keep that other one up there, yep. So, looking forward to the games tonight to take first place over, yep. That's gonna be fun. But, yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode so far. And, yeah, like I said, I'm about to go get me some breakfast. And I'll be back.